This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We've been collecting stories the past couple of months of people's first jobs before they became who they are. Author Jess Walters has been on the show a couple of times for his books, The Financial Lives of Poets and The Beautiful Ruins, among others. He says he actually started working on his family's cattle ranch when he was about six, but here remembers the job he says really put him into the working world.
My first real job, the first job that felt to me like, I was in the adult working world was when I was 15 and I got a job as a dishwasher in an Italian restaurant. One of those classic restaurants with checkered tablecloths and the Chianti bottles with wax melting down the sides of them. I loved washing dishes there. I loved the food. You got to eat one free meal and I would spend the whole time thinking about what I was going to eat. It was classic pizzas and lasagnas and steak and spaghetti. The lasagna maker would make me an extra large one and I would eat it. And probably, I would guess 4 to 5% of my internal makeup is still made up of those lasagna noodles. There was an old chef there named Giuseppe from the old country, and Giuseppe would come over and all he wanted me to do was save him the steak bones that people hadn't eaten so he could throw them in the soup. And the owner of the restaurant would pull me aside and say, "Don't let Giuseppe have the steak bones. The health department will shut us down." And old Giuseppe would say, "Jesse, bring me the steak bones. They're barely eating the bones. I need them for the soup." And it was my first ever workplace politics, whether to give Joe the old bones or to throw them away. When I was writing Beautiful Ruins, which is my last novel, which is partly set in Italy, I kept trying to find a place to have a chef who coveted half-eaten steak bones for his soup, and it never found a place. I worked there all the way through high school and college, and it was probably, other than being a novelist, it's probably the longest career I ever had.